Peace, family. Thank you all so very much for tuning in to the Weaponized Minds podcast. I am your host, Brother Joshua. Now, this podcast, Weaponized Minds, what is it all about? It's about transforming your mind. It's about transforming our minds into powerful weapons. Weapons to do what with, you might ask? Weapons to fight for freedom, justice, and equality. Weapons to fight in our liberation struggle. So that's what this is all about. This is episode one, but going forward, we're going to have a number of different guests sharing their perspectives, giving us insight into their lives so that we all can come together and be a little bit more productive. So going forward, if you want to submit questions, if you want to submit comments or anything like that, you can feel free to email them to myself at onebrotherjoshua@gmail.com. Feel free to follow your brother on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all social media at onebrotherjoshua. I greatly appreciate all of your support. And you feel free, you're more than welcome to donate to the cause. There will be links to donate or help your brother going forward with all of the different episodes. So, without further ado, we're going to get right into it with the power of thought. I believe a lot of people aren't as successful as they could be simply because they haven't figured out how the universe works. We live in a universe that responds to what we believe in. All right? It's the basic law of attraction. In the streets, we say, what goes around comes around. The Buddhists call it karma. And in the scriptures, it says you reap what you sow. Every single thought that we have carries a certain frequency. Now check this out. All of our thoughts are composed of atoms. And these atoms are circular in nature. And we are taught that thought travels 24 billion miles per second. So every single thought that you have is traveling in a circular motion now at the rate of 24 billion miles per second. And whenever you have anything that's moving in a circular motion, it either can move centripetally or centrifugally, meaning it can propel things away from it or it can draw things to it. In our thoughts, based on what we think, we have the ability to propel things away from us or draw things near to us. The nature of what we're propelling or drawing near is contingent upon what we're thinking, how we're feeling. The universe is always responding to our thoughts. When you give your mind over to a thought, that thought has the ability, it has the potential to reshape reality. And the problem is, we are not believing in that which we want enough. When you truly believe in what you want, when you truly believe in what you can acquire, you get it. But many of us want $1 million, right? But the thoughts that we put out say, nigga, you know you can't get no mil. But when you really believe it, when it becomes a mathematical equation, okay, if I do this at this rate over this period of time, I can get 200,000. I can get 500,000. And I can work my way to this million. See, it's a formula. It's a formula that we are acquiring. See, every single thing in this world, beloved, everything can be placed in a condition. You have to place everything in a condition. How do you place it in a condition? You study the past. You study data in the past. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it like this. He said, of all our studies, history is most attractive and best qualified to reward our research. He said that wise men and women study history. Why? Because if you don't know what was, you can't possibly understand what is, and you're ill-prepared for what is yet to come. So if we study the past, if we track the past, put a data on what already happened, right? We can track and we can understand what's currently going on. Then once we understand what's going on, we can place that in a condition. Once it is in a condition, we can apply a formula to that condition to bring about the results that we are looking for. But in order to get to that place, we have to first study what happened before. We have to study what happened prior to. And then when we do that, when we study that, then we understand where we are. And then we can go forward in obtaining that which we want to obtain. But it starts with believing. You have to have the vision of where you're trying to go. All right? Without vision, the people perish. You perish. Your goals perish. Without vision. And it's not enough to just have a vision. You gotta really believe in the vision. You gotta see it every single day. When you wake up, if you want a Mercedes Benz, that Benz better be on your mind right in the morning, all throughout the day. When you lay your head on your pillow at night, you better be thinking about that Benz. And guess what? The universe will reward you with that Benz, with that coupe that you're looking for. But how strong is your thought? How bad do you want it? See, a lot of us, we have goals. We have aspirations. But we don't want them bad enough. When you want whatever it is that you're looking for bad enough, you'll get it. You'll find a way, or you'll make a way. Or I'll say like this, the universe will make a way. Because we live in a universe that responds to what we believe in.